For years, commentator Emily Wiley wanted to work at the Young Women's Leadership School in New York. It's a public school for girls. Emily Wiley finally got her chance. She'd been teaching high school, and when she started her new job at the Young Women's Leadership School, she began working with eighth graders.
I knew the theory. I'd read kids are reaching maturity faster, girls especially. Tweens are the new teens. They're even a demographic now, who spend piles of allowance money on weirdly mature products marketed to them, like fruit-scented body oil and thong underwear with Party Girl embroidered in daisy-decorated letters across the tiny, tiny fronts. And I couldn't help but notice that even on primetime sitcoms, it was the 9-year-olds who looked like my memory of 13. I'm happy to report a year later that the crisis of aging teenagers is way out of proportion, as far as I can see. Real 13. Yes, even urban 13, is exactly what it should be. My students are still babies, but on the verge, one foot in childhood and the other in the adult world. While my young ones may affect the dress and occasional mannerism of adulthood, it's still all costume and not absorbed too deeply. They don't even seem very eager to go too far into the world of teenagerhood. On dress-down days, instead of showing up in the too tight and too brief, they come in dressed like a 65-person girl band in weirdly coordinating patchwork denim outfits that cover them in glitter, but cover them. What they flash isn't skin. It's a belt buckle with their name in rhinestones, or a pen with a talking bird on top. From what I can see, they filter the marketing aimed at them just fine. They know the difference between Destiny's Child and their own childhood status. But even if I put them in more grown-up clothes, I could still tell my girls' age from their faces. I can see every emotion flit across, open and laid painfully bare sometimes. It makes 13 both lovable and difficult to be around. It also makes them a dream to teach. Instead of bored, they are voracious listeners, easily fascinated. They are malleable. More than once, I've heard my words come completely unchanged out of a student's mouth as they talk to a stranger. They grill guest speakers with questions I ask them in class. And once at a fancy women's dinner, I had one of my girls lean over and say, "Emily, write me a question. I feel like talking." For better or worse, in class, I personally have never been so watched, so much the object of curiosity as now. And since 13-year-olds are shameless imitators, I'm trying to be a better person. Being around all this wing flexing is exhilarating. I know it can't last. And that's as it should be. But never fear. The twilight of adolescence is alive and well, here where it should be, in the cluster of 13-year-olds crowded in my room every day between classes, watching me talk, taking notes, and trying it all out. I hope what I'm offering is worthy of adoption. These sweet creatures are going to become powerful women if I can help it. But right now, they're definitely still kids.
Emily Wiley teaches at the Young Women's Leadership School in New York.